This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And going to have some fun with you tonight. In the second hour, we've got our gold guy with us. I know some of you don't get it, but look at the market is changing like week by week. And I think you need to pay attention to what's going on. You need to know what to do with the little money you have. If you have little money, you can't afford to lose any. So you need to pay attention. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. This is interesting. So, head to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can give me your email address. I send out an email every week, let you know who's going to be in the show, what we're going to be talking about, topics we'll be discussing. And, it's always a pleasure to have you with me. I got like three things popping up in front of me. And one of the first things I want to hit on, if you would, is this Trump thing with Comey? Is it just going? People are going nuts with it, right? It for some odd reason, it's driving people out of their minds. Yeah. And so I've asked Karen Sigmund to join me. She is the chairman of the American Freedom Alliance, and we're going to hit on several issues tonight. Because I'm tired of all this garbage going around. I'm tired of the nasties going around. Not that she can fix it, but she's a lifelong educator. She's a conservative, and I'm sure she's got a decent spin. I won't say spin. That's a negative. She's got a great viewpoint on these things. How's that? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So today, I was asked, there was an event I was at, and CNN was there. And they were looking for Trump supporters, and somebody sent them in my direction. Now, I don't know if I was a Trump supporter, you know? I mean, he was our choice, period. So I was supporting our nominee, I'll put it that way. Not that I don't like him, don't get me wrong. Right, but from all over the country, they grab. I don't know. Then they grab me. So they asked me the question. You know, are you supportive of? Do you like the fact that what he did today? I mean, what he did in firing Comey. And I said, well, look, I'm not a Trumper because I know that's what you're looking for. And he recorded the whole thing, and they only use a couple of paragraphs. That's how they do it. But I'm not a Trumper, but I'm a supporter of our president. That's how I look at it. I support our president. And the timing of the firing didn't bother me. So what? If he would have fired him, Comey, back in January, you would have had that whole, they would use words like the regime, you know, he's having a regime change. He's going to wipe out every, just like, you know, he's fired a few people, but he's going to wipe out all these people and bring in his own. Oh, my God. That's what they all do, though. I said that in the interview. That's what, don't they all do that? They all wipe out the upper end, and they bring new managers in. And as I said on the show last night, I don't agree with the way it went down. The White House should have waited. He was back in D.C. at least, not in L.A. But he was going to, you know, dawned on me that he was going to speak to a bunch of recruits. And can you imagine if everything he told the recruits was actually turned around in his firing, in his termination? That would not have been really good. And then I asked him a question. I said, look, we've got stuff going on all over the world. And 90% of the questions that were asked at the media briefing was about whether he knew he was going to fire him at 12:01 or 1:15 or 1:27. Really? We got a fat little Asian guy with his finger on the button that said nukes over here, and we're more concerned as to exactly the point as to when the president knew he was going to fire Comey. And that's what CNN is doing. So, anybody with two brain cells rubbed together would have figured out that I didn't write that piece. Right? We spoke. It was a much longer interview. Spoke to the guy. And so, I get an email from somebody. His name is Jan. And in a stereotypical left-wing loon fashion, the email says, just read your comments on Trump. No person, now listen to this, no person who doesn't know what the proper form is of a past participle should ever be allowed to serve on any school board. Your comments regarding Trump reveal your ignorance as well as your lack of education. Well, look it up. Proper use of participles, past participles, sorry. And I read that and I just get the biggest kick out of it. Because that's exactly what I was going for. When I was given the interview, I was going for using the incorrect past participle. That's what I live for. But when they said that I was ignorant and low education, the one thing they didn't think about is the fact that, Jan, I know you're probably not listening, but really, really, do you even have two brain cells to rub together? Do you think I wrote that? Don't you think the person who interviewed me retyped it? I don't. I'm just asking. That's all. Anyhow, just for the record, school board trustees don't teach English classes. Just, I thought you might want to know. Anyway, Karen Sigmund joins me after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You're listening to Real Tide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can watch on Facebook, but what I really want you to do is two things. I want you to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, but you don't have to. And the other thing is, they're all labels that the left hates, but are more than happy to give to guys like me. So buy the book, find out how to deal with the left. And then my second thing I want you to get your hands on, check out in our store, we have a whole line of shirts, and they're hashtag stand. And what I want you to do is stand for what you believe in. I want you to stand for liberty. I want you to stand for freedom. I want you to stand for the Constitution. Okay? I want you to stand up to these resist fools, because that's what they are. These are not protesters. These are rioters. Let's just get it straight. They're rioters, period. Plain and simple. And they're red shirts with white print, which are not meaning that you're standing with Trump. It means I want you to stand out. I want you to stand for what we believe in. So anyway, head up to the store, buy a shirt, buy a bunch of shirts, you know, stand out a street corner and tell the resist people to go back to Venezuela where they belong. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Like I said, I am happy, very happy to be joined because I can't get her on the show that often. Karen Sigmund joins me. She's the president of the American Freedom Alliance. And Karen, I always love when you're on the show with me. I have a good time with you.
So much fun. Thanks so much, Joe, for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Always good stuff. So, you know, today, I've got to tell you something. Today, I was interviewed by CNN today on, they didn't know who I was, totally unrelated. Apparently, they were going across the country just grabbing people and asking them questions as to whether they were Trump supporters. And if they were still Trump supporters after this whole thing happened with Comey. So... First, I looked at the guy that said, he said, I'm with CNN. I said, oh, the fake news organization. And he just kind of looked at me. I said, you just said you were in Trump country. What did you expect? But anyhow, I'm not a Trumper, so let's get that out of the way first. And I said, I'm really surprised you're asking me if I'm upset about Comey. Aren't you upset about the little fat Asian guy over there in North Korea with his finger on a button that could wipe out quite a few other countries? How come you're not reporting on that? So I'm sure he was very happy he spoke with me.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you'd enjoy that. Just crazy.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. It's unfathomable, and yet, you know, that is who they are. What is it that they're going to focus on? I saw somebody claim today that they thought they had heard that Donald Trump had a foot fungus at some point in high school. You know, let's swarm the media all over that, because that's surely way more important than that little guy in North Korea.
Now, don't you find
Syria
it,
or
Karen, anyway. Don't you find it interesting that he's, how long has he been in office? 4 months, 4+ months, right? And we know that he had foot fungus at some time in his life. I still don't know who Mr. Obama dated 9 years after we found out about this guy. Nobody can seem to get any information on him, and nobody finds that kind of weird, right?
And nobody reported on how difficult it was. I mean, and if we had real journalists, right? I mean, I ran Rage Against the Media, and my opening line whenever I spoke was, imagine if we had had objective journalism. And it's just, it's so ridiculous.
Oh, my
God. If our actual journalists had ever managed to actually try to ask anything of Democrats or be colorblind in their reporting, by color I mean red versus blue, the fact that they couldn't get to anything about Obama would have been a story in itself. And just even if you don't, on the first order, think that there's bias, just that. How did they not report on how impossible it is to find out this information? Why were they not? Anyway, who cares about Obama? He's in the past. I love that.
Well,
I
agree with you. But what I love is all the stuff that he's doing right now that people should be pointing to. You know, Mr. Low Carbon Footprint. But look what he just did when he went over there to Europe. And then what did he get? $2.5 million to give a speech?
And he was in Tahiti for how many weeks? And then being given an award. This blows my mind. Okay, you're right. It is in the present. The Kennedy Award for Courage. Are you absolutely crazy? In what conceivable way has this man at one iota? Back to foot fungus, you know. I don't know why those things seem the same. He has about as much, I don't know, he has no courage whatsoever.
Oh, no.
No courage.
No.
He's
look at
extraordinarily courageless free.
Yeah. I love these guys. Look, he got the, what did he get? When he first got in office, he got the Peace Prize. Before he had done anything.
The Nobel Peace Prize.
Right.
He was in office about 19 days when he was given this in anticipation of great things. And the leftist corruption globally, when you start thinking about it, it's stunning. It's not just here, obviously.
I think it's more hypocrisy than it is anything. I mean, they really believe. First of all, we're not Americans anymore. It's now Democrats and Republicans, all right? And, and they really believe, because of their education, because of their elitism, that they know so much better than we do. Actually, they know so much better than everybody else. So that's what creates all this angst and nasty and hate. And it's not going to stop anytime soon because it's between the ears for them.
Oh, they're always in this for the long haul.
Yes.
The goal is destruction of Western civilization. The goal is, on the one hand, global governance, but in order to bring utopia to the planet, which is about as preposterous a thing as one could consider. Everywhere utopia has been sought after, you wind up with Venezuela. And that's not pretty. And people die. People die. Their pets die. They eat their pets. I mean, it's as ugly a thing. It's as inhumane a thing as one could get. Leftism in its ultimate form is the Soviet Union. In its ultimate form is Cuba. In its ultimate form is Venezuela. People starve and millions and millions and millions of people die. Where's the good part of this?
Well, look at what's going on. Greece. Greece is not done. You know, you had the riots in the streets. They were pulling back, on the quote-unquote entitlement programs. And they still have their problems. They're still a broke country. They're still borrowing money from, right? And they're borrowing money from a bank that is borrowing money from broke countries. I can't even do this with a monopoly board. It makes absolutely no sense. You know?
Exactly. It makes no sense. I don't know what more there is. It makes no sense. There's a utopian vision that always at some point winds up with death and destruction.
Don't you feel like like you're in a make-believe game every night? You know, you come home from dinner and you enter an altered universe and you have to play all these games. We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, don't go far because Karen Sigmund joins me. She's the president of the American Freedom Alliance. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can give me your email address. That's right. I want you to hop up there. I've got an email. You know, I've got an area where you can put your email address. I send you once a week. Once a week, I send you an email. You can dump it if you don't want to read it. But I just lay out our recent articles, what's coming up, guests on the show, topics we might be talking about, and you know what? If you want to miss out on it, some conservatives are lazy, and I'll talk about that in the next hour. You guys are making me nuts. You just because you're a Facebook warrior doesn't mean you're a good conservative, okay? You got to go do something. You got to go out and get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to do something. And calling out a liberal on Facebook isn't necessarily doing something, okay? But I don't want to get all worked up yet. We'll wait. Too late, right? Okay. Karen Sigmund joins me. She's the president of the American Freedom Alliance, and we've gotten to know each other over the last few years, and I really have a lot of respect for this lady because she is doing something. Karen, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you. How nice of you to say.
You are. You're on the front lines. I see you out there. I see you plugging away and pushing things. And you've got an event coming up right now. Let's talk about it before I have a senior moment and forget.
So American Freedom Alliance is an organization which we aim to defend Western civilization, as we were saying. It's nothing less than that is what's trying to be being destroyed by the left. And we have a few particular areas of interest. But one of the things that we do every year is we honor someone who either recently or over the long haul deserves what we call our Hero of Conscience Award. And that's someone who has stood up for what he or she believes in, generally freedom related, and usually at some personal cost to themselves. And this year we are so thrilled to be honoring David Horowitz. He's a local fixture here. His story is one for the ages, how he had been a left-wing icon. He was part of one of the creators of the New Left. He was a red diaper baby. He came over. He left the left, and then it still took some time to discover the right. And he has been an active force for the right for many, many, many years in the universities, dealing with the media. So we're honoring him. And were particularly excited about that. He was just supposed to speak up at Berkeley. And, of course, Berkeley did as Berkeley does and said, nope, can't have you because dissenting voices are no longer allowed.
He was educated at Berkeley, wasn't he?
I don't know that I know he lived there for a long, long time. He may also have gone to school there as well as on the East Coast.
Yeah,
but he lived there for decades. Did he? He also went to Berkeley?
I interviewed him a couple, maybe a month or so ago, right? And he did. He was, because we were joking about it. He went to University of California, Berkeley, back in 61. And it's like, well, wait a minute. That's kind of your alma mater, right? You're there. You've probably given money to the school.
Right.
You know?
Right. And they said no.
Yeah.
Because that's dissenting voice, as we know, the left cannot tolerate, so they said no. So but in addition, we are honoring him, and we're particularly excited right now because he just did that. He just was silenced. That's what they do. So he is a voice. His is a voice that we really want to give a platform to. We are also honoring Phil Haney, who is the DHS whistleblower, who is connecting the dots regarding terrorism, radical Islam, all of that, that the Obama administration said, oh, no, 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 you're not allowed to do that, and they canceled the program. This is DHS. This is supposed to keep us safe. Canceled the programs, deleted the databases, deleted all the research that he did that would have prevented lives being lost. But, of course, To the left, it's all about agenda and absolutely nothing to do with saving lives. We're honoring him as well with our American Freedom Award. We're thrilled that he's coming. And then our guest speaker, our keynote speaker, we were thinking, okay, here are these two amazing men who've done these unbelievable things, true heroes, people who've really suffered for standing up for what they believe in. Who is of sufficient stature to honor them? And I emailed Geert Wilders, who is now, he was convicted in Holland of hate speech, one of our big areas also at AFA, free speech advocates convicted of this, and he is going to be our keynote speaker.
Wow.
He's coming with a dozen of his favorite security people because he can never travel without, it's almost the level of the President of the United States. All the fatwas that are against him, all the death threats.
Wow.
So it's a major deal.
Well.
So he's coming, and then Evan Sayet, of course, will be our Master of Ceremonies.
I've heard that name before. I can't place it, right?
the ever-brilliant Evan Sayet will be our Master of Ceremonies. He did this for us last year and a couple of years ago when AFA was run by Avi. He does a fabulous job keeping, the whole show running and striking all the right tone and everything. So,
well, when he's on the show,
magnificent.
I have him on the show, and the title is always Inside the Mind of Evan Sayet, Be Afraid, Be Very Afraid.
Right. So much brilliance and seriousness and humor, and it will be at the Hilton Universal.
Wow!
So we're very, very excited about this.
And we will help promote. We'll get it up on our Twitter, our email list, and that kind of stuff. And in the Los Angeles area, you got to come. And listen, not to plug the man's book, but because he's going to be on the show again next week. Horowitz has got a book out called "Big Agenda: President Trump's Plan to Save America." And you got to get the book because most people I know that have read it love it. They really say there's a lot of good pieces. Are a lot of good items in the book that you can draw from and understand what's going on today.
And understand what's going on. Right, but also to help understand what's going on today and always is his fabulous radical son. And I'm giving this to all the high school grads I know and college grads I know because these are people who are brought up with this idea that it's the left that's bleeding heart, they want all the good. This reveals the deepest, darkest, it's unbelievable, the evil that is revealed by he who had been part of this, mm-hmm. thinking it's all wonderful, and then discovering layer by layer how truly awful they were. Radical Sun is just, it's mind-blowing. Just chapter after chapter of,
well,
you just gasp.
He is the biggest threat to groups like that. He is...
Yep.
Petrified, you know, they are petrified of a guy that was so involved, so ingrained, and then woke up one day and said, wow, this is bad, this is wrong, this is not what we should be doing. And so, yeah, he's a major league threat to them. So
Yeah.
You know?
When they commit murders and then they cover it up because it's all in service of the revolution, and they call it, you know, an unfortunate incident. This is here in the United States. This is here in the United States.
Well, I know. The Clintons took over the school for that, didn't they? I mean, they're the ones now that are now teaching how to do that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're,
yep.
It's amazing, yep. With those people. But they've got to be, you know what? I don't care. Again, you and I were joking about this earlier. And I don't care whether you like Trump or you don't like Trump, but right now you've got to be looking at this. You've got to be saying a couple of things. Anybody who can make the newspapers, the media squirm like he is, and have them constantly on the verge of having a nervous breakdown, I'm all for. You know,
oh,
I don't care.
Totally.
That's where I'm at. But you get a guy like, oh, and you know as well as I do that the Clintons, as powerful as they are still sitting there going, "What do we do now?"
Right. They've got it. I just don't even know what their first thought in the morning has to be. What the heck? How? We had it completely sewn up between the media and education, and we got the debate questions beforehand, and everything. How is this possible? That still just, which is of course why they, in their mind, they still did actually win, right? I mean, that's
right.
That's that cognitive dissonance to them. They really did win. It was somehow stolen, and the Russians, and oh my goodness.
Well,
we
got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about Last Man Standing in Hollywood, how Hollywood will cut their nose off despite their face to get rid of a conservative. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Karen Sigmund will still be with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right. All right, hold on.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live, 855-REAL... I wouldn't pick it up anyhow. I don't want to break this conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping, White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, but you're going to find out you don't have to hate any of it. If you listen to somebody on the left, you need to go have your head examined, because seriously, they have stolen so many words, they have changed so many meanings on words, that nothing means anything anymore. And I love to always tell people, if you were called a racist 10 years ago, if somebody had said to me, hey, Messina, you really sound like a racist when you're on the air or with what you said to so-and-so, I would have been concerned. I really would have stopped, and I would have done a checkup on myself, and I would listen to myself to see if that's what I was doing. But now you wear those things like a badge. You know, if you're a phobic, thank you very much. If you're a racist, thank you very much. If you're a bigot, thank you very much, because nobody knows what they mean anyhow. You know, I have no clues to what they mean, because I can't possibly get into that mind of yours on the left, because it scares me to no end. I don't even want to try. So anyhow, I just, again, get the book, find out about these labels they put on us, find out it doesn't mean anything, and find out that we're not the people that you think we are. Anyhow, let me bring her on. I could go on for an hour with this. Karen Sigmund's with me. She's the president of the American Freedom Alliance. Karen, thanks so much for being with me tonight.
It's great to be here. And
so
I'm just as outraged as you and as proud to be with all those ridiculous labels.
Oh, I'm good with it. You know, I know this is a side note. I go all, when I have people like you on that I know these answers and I can have some fun with, I go all over the place. But you saw Anderson Cooper talking to Kellyanne the other night, right? And he was rolling his eyes at her. And he didn't like the... Can you imagine if I had Maxine Waters or Nancy Pelosi on my show?
Valerie
Jarrett, yeah. And I started rolling my eyes or shaking my head. Can you imagine what the news headlines would have been the next day? Think about
yep.
it.
Yep.
Right?
Fine. In every way, it's... Yep.
Yeah. Anyhow,
the rules don't apply to them that do apply to us.
Well, the biggest reason is because I'm an old white guy. That's the biggest reason that the rules don't... That I'm not allowed any mistake whatsoever.
You're a white guy, and you are a conservative.
Oh,
and he's
that's strike seven.
And right.
So let's go to my fun one for today. Look, Hollywood wants to make money. That's their big thing. They make money in movies. They make money on TV shows. They do all this, and they recently canceled Last Man Standing. And this is Tim Allen. Okay, the show was doing fine. It had great ratings for the longest time. And all of a sudden,
it was number three.
Yeah. So, all of a sudden, they're canceling the show, and they at first didn't give any reason, and now they're saying, well, you know, the show was kind of an anomaly, it had modest ratings, never really did very well, was always on the bubble of being renewed every year, so we just decided to cut it. And I'm going, really?
Yeah.
Seriously. Wow. Funny how that happens. No. If you've watched that show, you must have.
Watch that show, but I heard terrific things. And whenever there's anything that upholds in any way conservative values, even without being blatant about it, maybe especially without being blatant about it, I'm thrilled, which is, of course, why they have to shut it down, obviously, right? I mean, Jay Leno, also, I remember when they canceled Jay Leno, it was not long after he had really started to say more negative things about Obama.
Mm-hmm.
It is untenable for them, and which is why, I mean, that was why, and this Last Man Standing cancellation is why people say it's all about money. I beg to differ. It is not all about money.
No.
To the left, it is not all about money. It is all about agenda. And the case that I always point to dispel this notion that it's all about money is the Gosnell trial. The Gosnell trial had every element that normally brings everybody to their television sets just gaping and aghast. It was literal life and death. It was the Natalie Holloway case times a gazillion. It was horrific, and it was real, and it was deep, and it was horrible.
Listen,
and under normal circumstances, they couldn't. They never mentioned it.
Karen,
why?
You could be
because
gruesome.
It was about abortion.
I talk about it all the time. I talk about what the man did. I talk about how he had baby parts in a jar around his room like they were trophies and in his refrigerator. And he joked about these babies that he pretty much could walk across the street stabbing them in the neck with the scissors. But there's no outrage from the left. Nothing. Not a word.
Right. Not a word. Not a word.
So
it's astonishing. And that's literally how you know it's nothing to do with money. They'll spend forever on that girl's trial in Italy, and it didn't have half of the deep pathos of what the Gosnell was. Why? Because the reality of abortion cannot be ever, ever, ever revealed.
No. No, which is why these school professors and others, when they're on campus and the pro-life kids are on campus and they're exercising their free speech, somehow it becomes offensive and wrong and all of that. And you find out that they're ripping up the signs. They say there's no place for that. That's false news. Right. So that picture, that 3D ultrasound of that blob of cells that happens to have two eyes, a nose, a mouth, 10 fingers.
Sucking its thumb and fingernail.
Well,
fingernail.
You can't tell it's a thumb. It's a blob of cells, Karen. I think you're making that up now. God, it's just
amazing.
Isn't
it atrocious?
Yeah.
The amount, and we were saying this before the break, the amount of mental pretzeling, the twisting, the cognitive weird gyrations that they have to do, the gymnastics, the contortions to carry on, where on the one side you're trying to tell yourself you're doing the right thing and on the other side is the actual reality. How do you play one off of the other and not instill some kind of psychosis in your mind? You can't do this. You can't do this. And this is people who have lived under tyrannies in the Soviet Union, elsewhere, there's a mental game that they have to play where they live one life on the inside where reality can live, and on the outside, which is where you're playing your game. But these people are carrying both inside their own brains. And I don't know how you do that without doing, I don't know, it's just a form of psychosis.
Listen, you want to talk about psychosis. I'm looking at what's going on across the country. You look at the violence. They're not protests. You and I agree. They're riots. Right. They're not
These
protests.
These are rioters.
Yep. And that's
right.
what they set out
they're
to
rioters.
Do. Yep. Yeah.
And yeah, exactly. And the Tea Party, think back. The Tea Parties, we had protests. We didn't want this thing to happen. We wanted this other thing. We didn't want Obamacare. We wanted government out of our lives. We wanted limited government. We wanted fiscal responsibility. We wanted back to the Constitution. We knew where we were heading. These guys, it's destruction. Mm-hmm. It's mayhem. It's resist. It's whatever they want, whatever the right wants, they will oppose, impede, tear down, burn down. And they're getting worse. And what's happening on the campuses that we were talking about before is one arena where it's worse. It's the streets where it's worse. There's more and more hoaxes on campus now.
Yep.
Just at every level, the left is getting louder and angrier and more violent. And it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Well,
but that's why
I love the fact
people
that
like you and me have to speak up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and they're choking us. I don't know if you know that, but I'm looking at the numbers, and I know I'm bad, but I'm not that bad. But a lot of us in this business are taking nosedives between Google and Facebook and traffic to our websites, and we're being strangled.
Yes.
And there's nothing we can do about it because the Googles and the Facebooks of the world, they control it all.
Right. It's all sort of like what was the old statement? It's not about how many votes, but who counts the votes. It's not about the media, but who literally controls
mm-hmm.
whatever controls the media. And you're right. It's Google searches. It's not just Google. It's the search mechanism. It's not just Netflix that decides, but just all at every level, they have a chokehold on us.
All right.
So we keep finding new ways around it, and you and lots of us are finding new ways to circumvent what they do. And I think we're going to start getting even more creative.
I hope so.
Just ideas in the world, not just in media, but actually action. And I don't mean violence. I mean conversations in the supermarket. I mean raising a ruckus about the paper bags or the plastic bags. We can start just being more vocal out in the world, and I think we're going to have to.
I agree. Hey, you got about 20 seconds. Quickly tell people where they get more information about your organization.
Yeah, find us, AmericanFreedomAlliance.org. We are also on Facebook. Find me on Facebook, Karen Zigman. If you're in the L.A. area, please come to this dinner. It will be spectacular. These are three men who, under normal circumstances, they're being silenced. And we're doing our best to give them space to be heard.
And we're going to talk more about that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up next hour. We're going to talk about how to keep your finances in order, even with everything going on around you. We'll be right back.